Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, you, it's here. No more, it's coming. No more 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months. Protect Your Peace is here. And today, I'm going to read from the book. I'm going to give you all a treat because all y'all been asking about audiobook. Listen, the audiobook is coming. The audiobook is going to be totally different than the book. Not totally different, but it's going to be a better experience. It's going to be, I would say better. It's going to be a different experience. The creative side of me wants to do so much. I'm actually already working on it. It's going to be incredible, y'all. It's coming in a few months. But I wanted y'all to get the book. Like, I want you to actually hold the book, read the book. Even if you're not a reader, it's just something about this book that I want you to get. And I want you to read and apply. And like, oh man, as you can see, I'm super emotional right now. Like, this has been a wild, amazing ride. I mean, I'm literally learning how to protect my peace even more while promoting Protect My Peace. You know, I've been everywhere. And it's been a lot, but it's been a beautiful a lot. And when I mean a lot, even just emotionally, like my mother's, you know, heaven anniversary is tomorrow. You know, last time I seen her live was the day my book came out. And you know, I had a moment on TV where they asked me about, not on the Today Show. Go watch that interview, by the way. It was incredible, just the Today Show. But it was Pix 11 in New York City. You can go watch it. But I had a moment because I wasn't expecting them to show a picture that they showed. And, like, I'm grateful that they showed it, by the way. It just, I had a moment. You know, and, yeah. And it's just, I'm just overwhelmed with joy. You know, everybody who saw this book in the studios, like, AJ from Backstreet Boys. I knew who he was, but I thought it was, I put Bye Bye Bye. I was like, oh, wrong group. But Maria knew him. Like, that was her childhood crush, right? And he saw the book and he was like, man, like, this is needed. It was two other people. You go on my Instagram, like, I should, Rita Mora, I'm messing up her name. But it was, I should know their names, but they're, you know, they're legends. And they saw the book and like, man, I mean, everybody who's seen the book, just the title is like, the world needs this. So please continue to share it. Continue to post the cover of the book. Continue to leave 5-star reviews on Amazon, okay? You know, hopefully it's a 5-star, but, you know, leave a review on Amazon if you can. That helps the book tremendously. So don't think that like, oh, who am I to leave a review? It's not going to mean anything. Who am I to share the book? Yes, it does mean everything. Like, don't ever doubt yourself and your ability to impact people and your ability to share something that can literally help a life, because it happens every single day, because I get that feedback from people. So I want to get into this principle. This is principle 5 in the Protect Your Peace process. This is under Protect Your Mind, and it's called Guard Your Focus. And I just want to just say this, like, this is so important, y'all. Like, focus is everything. Like, everything. What you focus on is what you will feel. Like, you've heard me say that a gazillion times, but it's so true. Like, focus to me, you know, is like the foundation of life. You know what I mean? It helps your perspective and things like that. So I want to go ahead and read this. You know, I'm going to read it, but I'm going to do a podcast style. So, you know, podcast trends going to pop out, I'm sure, here in a few sentences. Don't be discouraged if you are one of many who has not locked in on your vision just yet. Honestly, if you're doing everything you need to do to receive it, there may be a reason why it has not been revealed to you yet. But I have some good news. Diving deep into finding and protecting your focus can help you if you need more clarity on your vision. On the flip side, if you already have an idea of what your vision is, improving your focus can help bring your vision and goals to life. You see, what you focus on influences how you feel. How you feel influences your actions. Your actions provide your results. The root of that entire sequence is what? Focus. It pains me that most people guard their phone or their social media accounts more closely than they do their focus. Fingerprints, face recognitions, number codes, all just to get into a phone. Two-step verification to tap into your social media. Most of us don't even have these type of safeguards on our focus. One solid tool our phones do have is the do not disturb mode. I actually got this hoodie on right now. Do not disturb. My bad. It's not in the book. I just want to say that. Like DND, I got to stop right here. DND is so important. Like putting DND on your soul, right? On your mind. Like we put it on our phone and listen, as y'all were reading this book, like I have a boundary that I set that literally is like DND, like to the world, my phone's on do not disturb. But also like, your life has to be on do not disturb. Your focus has to be on do not disturb, not just from people, but also from other things that want to steal your attention. Like, so how would your life change if you lived in do not disturb mode? Like, it ain't got to be your whole entire life, by the way. But like, what if you had periods of your day where you say, you know, this hour, these 2 hours, this 30 minutes, whatever it is my do not disturb time. Me driving home from work is my do not disturb time. Let me get back to the book. Sometimes we need to apply this mode to our life. Do not disturb my focus. Do not disturb my mind. That's what we'll look into in this chapter. Distraction entertainment. So many of us are distracted by our phones, other types of technology, or something else that's preventing our lives from moving forward. Once we shed light on these distraction behaviors, what lessons will arise? Are you lacking presence? Falling behind on your goals? Or wasting precious time? Guarding our focus is one of the biggest responsibilities we have as human beings. So many of us get off track from what we're supposed to do because we are too skilled at entertaining distractions. We are professionals at indulging in distractions. Now, some distractions are fine. Some distractions can be healthy. I mentioned my love for my trail runs down here in the Texas wilderness. Sometimes when the demands of daily life feel a little too heavy, the distraction of some quiet time in nature is exactly what I need. For this discussion, I'm focusing on another type of distraction, the type that doesn't move you forward in a positive direction, the type that keeps you on autopilot, those habits that keep you paralyzed in life and stuck in the average. I have this quote, y'all. If your mind is being entertained by distractions, your soul will be as well. When you let distractions rob you of your focus, I call it doing random. Maybe it's scrolling through social media, playing a game on your phone. You fill in the blank. Doing random is focusing on distractions rather than what needs to get done. When you are trying to accomplish something, don't do random. Doing random will keep you grounded in mediocrity. Doing random will keep you locked up in stress. Doing random will produce unwanted random results. And let me stop here for a moment, man. Like, I want you to look at your life right now. And I want you to be real with yourself, right? Because I see so many people that will say, I don't have time, or I don't have this and I don't have that. And I'll look and I'll see them doing a lot of random stuff, right? I'll see people say, oh, I'm not making progression on my goals, or I'm not making progression in my business. But yet you spend more time doing random things. And listen, I do believe there's some random stuff you need to do that's healthy, right? There's some things that like takes your mind off of the grind of what you're doing, right? That is necessary. So I'm not saying like you got to be a machine and stay locked in 24/7, 365. Don't take that from this part of the book. What I am saying is like, if you are complaining about, oh, I'm not moving forward, like check yourself first. Before you complain, ask yourself like, what am I really doing with my life? Like some of us, we spend more time, like check your phone. You've heard me say this before. Check your phone. Check how you spend your time. Literally, the phone don't lie. That's what I love about technology. We used to say the eye in the sky don't lie in football. The phone does not lie. It shows you where you are spending your time. So if you're spending your time on social media and like social media is not your job, or you're not spending your time in purpose on social media, but you're spending your time scrolling, you're spending your time just being distracted, then don't complain about you don't have time. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you're trying to grow something, because it takes a sacrifice. It takes an unrelentless focus to be able to progress in this world. It's not easy. I know social media has made it look easy. I know social media has made things, oh, that's easy to do. It's easy to be this. It's easy to be that. No, it is not. Social media has fooled you. It is not easy. It takes some work. It takes some courage. Here I go. So y'all got me going in, right? This is kind of how going to be how the audiobook is, by the way. We're going to turn it up in the audiobook. But listen, it takes focus, man. So you got to look at your life and say, okay, where am I spending my time? Like, can the Kardashians wait? Yeah, they can wait. Can the NBA game wait? Yes. Like, put it on, record it, watch it on your free time. But if all you're doing is watching, we talk about this, right? The watcher wish your worker. If all you're doing is watching and you're not working, then guess what? Sorry to have a spoiler alert. It's not going to happen. Whatever it is you're trying to do, it is not going to happen. You have to get back focused. You got to focus your focus. That's how focused you got to be. You got to focus your focus. All right, let me get back to this book, man. Y'all got me going in. Think about your typical weekday for a moment. Maybe you got a lot going on. Work, kids, school, whatever it may be. If you're truly showing up in these areas, you'll have a productive routine that keeps you from doing a whole lot of random. But what about your free time? Dun, 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 dun. Or what if you're between jobs or looking to launch a new vision like I was when my NFL career came to an end? If you find too much of your time being taken up by doing random, start small and build a routine. Plan the morning to get activated. And I want to say this, man. I'm a person that don't like planning. I don't. I do not like planning. Like, when we go on vacation, I don't like to have plans. My wife is the exact opposite. She wants everything to the hour, right? I don't like to have plans, but I realize when you don't have plans, you waste a lot of time, right? And time is something that you can't get back when you truly value it. So yes, I know planning in the morning seems so like personal development. Like, oh, okay, I got to plan my mornings. You do. Because if you leave it up to random, you're going to do random. You're going to get random. Okay? So if you find too much of your time being taken up by doing random, start to build a small routine. Plan the morning to get activated. Go for a walk, journal, meditate, you fill in the blank. This will create some positive momentum to your day and get you headed in the right direction. Then end the day with another bookend routine that helps you wind down. Control breathing, reading, or something similar. I personally love to do, I'm sorry, I'm getting excited. I personally love to do what I call reflection therapy. Y'all hear me talk about this a lot. I just talked about this on the last episode. I spend 10 minutes before I shut down, usually it's longer than that to be real with you, before I shut down for the night, reflecting on three things I appreciate for my day. A good night's sleep will make a big difference for the next day. You can't win your morning if you don't win your night. Woo! Ain't that the truth? You can't win your morning if you don't win your night. There are people who wake up with intention and control their day. There are others who wake up going wherever the wind blows them and allowing their day to control them. What's the difference? The difference is focus. In my work, both with groups and with individuals, I like to ask, why are you living? What's the reason you live? I found that very few people have an answer to that. When we don't have an answer, we become very susceptible to distractions. The real problem is that whatever we feed our minds will also grow in our souls. I'm going to repeat that again. Whew. Whatever we feed our minds will also grow in our souls. If your mind is being entertained by distractions, your soul will be as well. When this happens, you surrender your peace, you lose touch with your purpose, and you're left with stress, chaos, and confusion. Is it an easy task to shift your focus from doing random distractions and center it on your vision? No, it sure isn't. We live in a world full of distractions. And the designers of those games on your phone and your social media apps are very knowledgeable about human psychology and the neurochemical mechanisms that keep you playing and posting. But once you're aware of this and accept that it's real, you then have the power to hit the reset button and change the course of your life. Does it happen overnight? No. The change in your life will happen when you start to make small changes, one step at a time, until you improve your focus and living out your vision and bringing your greatness to the world as you were meant to. How do I know? I lived on both sides of the coin. and I'm living, breathing proof that you can make one choice consistently that can lead to a whole new life. As real as I can put it, start starving distractions instead of entertaining them. Start feeding your focus by becoming more intentional with your life. Spend time planning in the morning rather than scrolling. A distracted world creates distractive lives. Break the chains. The first step is to notice when distractions are taking over your focus. For most of us, it's going to be picking up our phone for no good reason. But for you, it might be something else. Whatever it is, when it happens, take note, catch yourself, and recenter your focus. I would suggest you create a short mantra for yourself to use in these moments, like here and now, or perhaps recenter, refocus, whatever works for you. The more you start identifying when you become distracted and are able to reel yourself back in, the greater your overall focus will become. In meditation, this technique is known as noting. You note that you were distracted, and this act alone helps bring you back to your focus. Now, here's a radical suggestion. You ready? Put the phone away. I do it all the time. I've told you about my sunrise routine, and I use that do not disturb mode on the daily. Just put it away, bruh. Put it in a drawer somewhere, leave it in the car, whatever you need to do. And I want to stop right here for this. Like, I would ask you this question, and we're going to dive deeper on this on the audiobook when it comes out. But I want to ask you this question, like, why do you need to have your phone on you? Like, is it a FOMO thing? Like, do you feel like you're going to miss out on something? I get it. You have kids and you have family. Like, you don't want to. I understand that. Like, let's not take it out of context. But like, why do you feel like you got to have it by you? Like, when you don't have your phone by you, how do you respond and react? Think about it. I know most of us, we like fiends. Like, where's my phone? Oh my God, I lost my phone. Where's my phone? I need my phone. Oh, where's it? Right? We like fiends. We addicted to it. You know what I mean? Like, why is that? That's what I just wanted you to think about. Like, we ain't gonna go in deep on that, but it's just something I want you to note and think about. Back to this book. If you need to have it nearby because you're waiting on a call or you got work or family responsibilities, I get it. Leave it in the next room then. Heck, just putting it slightly out of reach will reduce the number of times you pick it up. And it'll give you the extra moment to catch yourself and recenter and refocus. And listen, y'all, it seems so simple, but it's so true. Like right now, like I'm on my computer right here, so I could see. It's on Do Not Disturb, so really I can't see anything. But my phone is in another room. And for me, like I'm like, I don't feel like getting up, going to another room and checking my phone. Like I'm going to stay here. So it helps me stay in the focus, right? Now, my phone was right under my, like right here in arm's reach, I would grab it, look at it, then my focus would be taken away and it would get me out of flow state. Like flow state is very important. It's something we'll talk about in the audiobook when it comes out. Like flow state is everything. A lot of us, we break our flow state and the number one cause of that is our phone, right? We go to our phone, we break our flow state, and creativity needs flow state. Okay, back to this book. Solution minded, okay? Next section. Another big challenge to the protection of your mind and your peace is the tendency many of us have to focus on our problems. Have you ever noticed how someone who constantly talks about their problems is rarely the one to produce solid solutions? It's hard to focus on doing both at the same time. The next time a problem arises for you, stop and notice what typically happens in your mind. Do you fixate on problems and complain about them? Or do you start thinking about solutions? If you find yourself dwelling on the problem, notice the negative sensation you feel and allow that to be the spark that shifts you towards seeking a solution. It's better to think of whatever is standing before you as a challenge rather than a problem. In cognitive psychology, this is called reframing. If you focus on the problem, you'll just see something standing in your way. If you can reframe the problem and see it as a challenge instead, you will shift the focus back to your path, your vision, and your progress. Rather than complaining about the road being closed, you can say, okay, that wasn't exactly the right road. It's time to find another route to where I'm headed. I get it. This can be hard. But are you making it harder for yourself than it needs to be? if you're someone who fixates on problems rather than solutions, then consider that maybe you don't want to redirect your focus. Maybe you're overwhelmed at the thought of throwing your energy and focus into doing what you know you need to do to make those visions become realities. And it's a lot easier and safer to focus on your problems and the reasons why you can't achieve your dreams. I want to stop reading the book here, and I want to finish this podcast talking about exactly that. I see this happen in so many people that you choose, and maybe you're doing this consciously, but most people, I think, is subconscious. They don't even realize this. You're choosing the easier focus. The easier focus would be not to focus on getting it done or breaking through or seeing the opportunity, because it does create a responsibility. Because once you know you have the responsibility, like, a lot of people like to stay in the, I don't know how to do it, or I don't have the information, or this and this. And it makes them comfortable, because as long as you can say, I don't know, it's not on you. And as rehabbers, as listeners to this podcast, we know it all starts with us. It's on us. It is on you. It all starts with you. But I see so many people, and I get fired up about this, y'all. I see so many people will, like, literally run from the solution. They won't have the conversation. They won't have the meeting. They won't take the mentorship because they know they're going to get exposed. And exposure is a good thing, right? I love when people say, hey, Trent, like, you need to do this better. Man, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, I'm not insecure where I don't want to take solutions. I don't want to take things that's going to help me. But the problem is, a lot of us will keep our focus and we'll fixate it on the problem. Not necessarily to solve it, but in a way of like, oh, this is why I can't do it because of this problem. And how would your life change if you start focusing on the solution? Like, I know people that I've coached in the past and I've given advice to that literally don't want the answer. They don't want it because it's like, man, the journey is too hard. If I know this is the path I got to take, dang. Like, I love, and I hope I'm making sense here, but like, I love knowing that there isn't a path that exists right now, because it makes me feel okay with staying average in my life. It makes me okay with staying in a situation I don't need to be in. But as soon as I get exposed that, oh, this is the right path, dang, I got to take a journey. Man, I don't want to take that journey. That journey is too hard. Like, I got to go through all of that. I got to change certain things in my life. I got to change certain environments in my life. I got to do all that. Dang, I don't want that. So some people will literally run from the solutions. They'll run from the answers, right? They'll run from those things, and they will keep their focus fixated on why they can't do it. Instead of why they can do it, instead of having a conversation with somebody that's showing you why you can do it, why you are capable, because then again, it creates a responsibility. Now you have the responsibility. Right now, your problems have the responsibility for some of you. Right now, you know, your past has the responsibilities, right? That's what has it right now. So you're okay with that. So I'm gonna just focus on that, because it's my problem's fault. It's my past fault. It's the person's fault, right? They are keeping your responsibilities. Woo! This is going to audiobook, by the way. So I'm telling y'all, man, this audiobook that's coming, like, you need both. You need the book, because the book is totally different. But this audiobook that's coming is about to be fire. All right? Straight up. Listen, what has your responsibility? And I see it so much. So when it's like our focus, we would rather focus on that. Because it's like, oh, okay, well, as long as I focus on this, then there's no responsibility on me. I don't have the capability. I don't know the way. I don't know the answer. I don't know the solution. So I'm going to just focus on this. But how would your life change, man? I know it's going to change, because I know it happened for me. If I say, you know what? Nah, I have the responsibility now. Like, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to change. I know I need to hire a mentor or a coach, because I don't know what to do. I know I need to get around this environment. I know I need to stop doing the. I know what I need to do now. So I'm going to focus on how can I get better instead of focusing on why I'm not better. Right? I'm going to focus on how I need to get better, because I know I need to do better instead of focusing on why I'm not better. See, do y'all realize that language that I'm using? You understand me? Like, a lot of us, we're focusing on why we're not better. And when you hear language, it's always about that. It's a victim mentality. Best way I can put it is a victim mentality. I'm focusing on why I'm not better. I'm focusing on why this is like this. Like, and I talk about that. It's always problems. Like, it's problem speech. Nah, we want to talk purpose speech. We want to talk power speech. We want to talk legendary speech. We don't want to have language about problems all the time.
And I'm going to be real with you. I'm tired of seeing people. And listen, I get it because I've been there. I've been one of these people too. But everything is about what's going wrong in your life. That's a focus problem. That's why this book is so important regarding your focus. I'm teaching you how to break that. It's a focus problem. A lot of us, we're not where we're supposed to be, not because we're not capable. It's because it's a focus problem. That's a huge thing. What you focus on is what you will feel. As I just, like, go back and listen to what I read out the book. Like, and there's so much in this section that you're going to learn from. Like, this is just a small piece of protecting your peace. A lot of us don't have peace because what we're focusing on, we're focusing on the problem. If you're focusing on the problem, you'll never experience peace in your life. It's not going to happen. Right? How can I focus and say, you know what? How can I get better? I'm not going to no longer talk about why I'm not better, why this is like this, why this is unfair. No. Okay, cool. Let me find better answers. Let me find better solutions. Let me get my life around that. And let me take the responsibility back in my life. It's time for you to take the responsibility back. It is. It's time for you to guard your focus. It's time for you to protect your peace. And I'm bringing this type of energy unapologetically because, man, calm down, Trent. I just want it for you, man. I really do. And I hope that you feel me when I talk, when I speak. Hope that you feel that. Like, I just really want it for you. And when I mean it, I want, like, the life that you deserve, man. I want that. And I really want you to read this book. Like, don't just buy the book and post it. Read it, man. Read it. Do it for me. Like, if you're just buying a book just to put it on the shelf, like, I know it's a pretty cover. I like it. I like the words. I think it's cute. But that ain't gonna do nothing for your life. You just wasted your money. You know what I mean? I could have given you a book cover on a book you might already have. You want just the book cover? Looking at the book cover ain't going to do nothing for you. I need you to dive deep in these practices and these principles. That's what I need for you. So do that favor for me, y'all. Like, please do that favor. And this is just a gift to y'all. Like, this is not going to be the audiobook. I'm not just going to read it. But y'all now getting the vibe of how the audiobook's going to be. And it's coming. It might be 3 months away. I'm not sure, but it's coming. Right now, we focus on the hard copy book because the reading experience is a different experience. Like, and I know I just listen to audio. I understand that. But the reading experience is a different experience. Like, I really wanted to have that experience. That's why I'm making these two things like its own two separate worlds, because I want you to be able to really experience these words off the page and let it sit in your soul. So I'm going to end the episode right now. The book is out right now. Anywhere you buy books, you can go to trentshelton.com/book to find out all the retailers and stuff like that. But if you can do anything for me, like, you can go get more books, and that'd be awesome. You know, we hit some, I think Amazon, we were top 12 at one point yesterday in the world out of, you know, however many books were Amazon, a trillion, gazillion books. And that's because of you, and I'm proud of that. But to me, it's more than just a number, right, on an Amazon chart. You know, my worth isn't tied to that. My worth is tied to impact. And I just want to impact more people. So even if it's just sharing on your posts, like on your social media, posting about it, you know, texting your friends, like, hey, I just got this book. You know, start a book club with some people. Go to your job. You know, put your book on your desk. Try that for me. Just put your book on your desk on your job. You ain't got to say nothing. They're gonna go by and see, oh, what that book is about. They're gonna see it because you're gonna realize, like, everybody wants more peace in their life. I'll stand on that. Everybody, I think it's the number one thing people want in their life right now is peace. 100%. So sometimes you ain't got to even say nothing about the book. People see it and like, I need that. So I want to say thank you. I appreciate you for support. I appreciate you for rocking with me. I'm working hard on the audiobook. I know a lot of people are asking, but it's coming. It's going to be a whole different experience. You're going to love it. And I'm doing it myself, by the way. Like, I'm doing it myself. Yep. And I'm going to make it the most incredible thing ever. I'm already working on it creatively. Like, it's going to be amazing. But I'm using the podcast to kind of give you just the audiobook version, like, of me just reading it, you know, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I love you. I appreciate you. Keep your prayers up for me, man. We got, you know, a few more TV shows coming up. Tamron Hall next week. If you're in New York, look up that. I think it's March 12th. I think you can actually be in the audience if you're in New York. Check it out. But like I said, today's show, go look at that interview. And just keep spreading the word about Protect Your Peace. The world needs it. Like I said, in every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Protect your peace. Protect your life. Protect your soul. Protect your mind. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.